Okay, let's finish reading Ephesians 5. And then we're going to move on to another passage that has to do with intimacy. This has to do with intimacy, ladies and gentlemen. Can you just imagine the beauty of what's going on inside the husband, the beauty of what's going on inside the wife, when the husband has been working hard to ensure that he's pure and clean, and that walking uprightly before the Lord God Almighty is his lifestyle. And he has worked diligently to help his wife see where she needs to come up. And he has helped her through the word become clean and pure. And they're both now truly, not just in rhetoric, but truly the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, both walking hand in hand uprightly before the Lord God Almighty. Can you imagine what it would be like to see each other, to look at each other, come home from work, to see each other, knowing, the husband knowing he's going to be looking into the eyes of a holy and righteous woman. The wife knowing she's going to be looking into the eyes of a holy and righteous man. With both of them truly valuing the righteousness of God, the holiness of God that is in each of them and that's in both of them. And knowing that when they come together to hug, first time for that day, after having spent 8, 9 hours, 10 hours at work, taking care of errands, and they're back home now, a holy husband greeting and being greeted by a holy, righteous wife. Ladies and gentlemen, if that is not intimacy, and for the wife to know that her husband, who is just so sincere, has been so sincere about his responsibility because God truly means so much to him. He took his responsibility seriously and stayed with it until the results, the outcome that he knew God was looking for had come about. He and the wife knowing a lot of work went in on his part, and over the course of time, a lot of cooperation on her part, which also signifies effort. Both of them having put forth effort to meet a common goal, and that is that the couple as one is holy and righteous before the Lord God Almighty by the grace of his holy and righteous spirit who lives in and through them both. Ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't bring us to a point of intimacy, our spirits genuinely gravitating towards each other now because there's so much in common, not just in word, but in reality. Verse 29, for no one ever hated his own body. Still talking about the husband's moral obligation to love their wives as their own bodies for the purpose of helping them come clean. For no one ever hated his own body, but instead he nourishes and protects and cherishes it just as Christ does the church, because we are members, parts of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall be joined, be faithfully devoted to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery of two becoming one is great, but I am speaking with reference to the relationship of Christ and the church. However, each man among you, without exception, is to love his wife as his very own self, with behavior worthy of respect and esteem, always seeking the best for her with an attitude of loving kindness. And the wife must see to it that she respects and delights in her husband, that she notices him and prefers him and treats him with loving concern, treasuring him honoring him and holding him dear. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Ephesians 5, verses 22 through 33. I'm telling you, that is the picture of intimacy. Now, let's go to Proverbs and look at another facet of intimacy, the sexual facet, the sexual component of intimacy. It was alluded to in Ephesians 5 when Paul wrote about the two becoming one flesh. But let's read about that intimacy, that sexual intimacy, in a little bit more detail. As we read in Proverbs chapter 5, what the wise man had to say about intimacy between husband and wife, beginning at verse 15. Drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. Should your springs overflow in the streets, your streams of water in the public squares? Let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth, a loving doe, a graceful deer. May her breasts satisfy you always. May you ever be captivated by her love. Why be captivated, my son, by an adulteress? Why embrace the bosom of another man's wife? No, enjoy the breasts of your own wife. Wives, enjoy having your husband enjoy your breasts and your breasts alone. When we come back, we're going to spend several minutes sharing pastors and other church leaders, religious leaders, how you can help the couples in your congregation experience this kind of intimacy that we've been talking about the last two segments.